It's me. Who else would it be? Hello. This is your host, Chantal. Welcome to She Gets It Pod, season 25, a podcast about how to be present in the now and how to be better while you do it. Okay. To keep up to date with what's coming and what's going on with me, be sure to follow me on Instagram at She Gets It Pod. And on Twitter at Shambi Podden. The season 25 represents harmony, balance, and finding your equilibrium. Okay? Things that make sense, all right? Grace upon grace for the right things, starting anew, new beginnings, and that's what I want. What's new, what's better, and what's needed for me. I want you to do the same for you. So if that's what you want, continue to listen because I got a new episode for you. Quiet! Let's talk the elephant in the room. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan, but y'all already know that. That's why you're here. It's episode 48. Ooh. All right. Majority of us have it, okay? Someone calling us to pay for something we owe them through some form of contract that we signed, that we agreed on. Where are we with that? What are we doing about it? Where do we start? Some people do debt consolidation, a debt payoff strategy, balance transfers, or a debt avalanche method. Okay. Some people do budgeting, or some people snowball it, where they do the smallest debt to the biggest debt. Maybe one of these you heard of, maybe not. Spending less than you earn is a way to save, or making more money than you've had is a way to save. But if you are living at a limit already and it's not enough, your only answer first is to make more money. Now that we're clear on this, let's discuss the options. Yes, this is what we're talking about today, because the majority of people my age are dealing with this bullshit. And if you are in your 20s, please make better decisions so you don't have to deal with this bullshit by the time you get to your 30s. Let me break down a bit about what is debt consolidation, okay? It combines multiple sources of debt into one loan for a lower interest rate, so you can focus on paying that off and not multiple companies off. You can use a personal loan to pay off your debt balances from one or more credit cards. This is option one. You don't have to use this option, but that is an option. Option two is a debt payoff strategy, okay? Avalanching your debt. Attacking the balance with the highest interest rate first. One credit card is paid off, go to the next credit card. That's an example. Consolidation is another one. Snowballing the debt from smallest debt to the biggest debt to pay off. That's another one. Your third option is, again, the small snowball debt to the biggest, okay? Or you can do the biggest to the smallest. Whatever is going to motivate you to get it done, okay? The fourth option is to increase your income. Lower your output, get a lower phone plan, get a cheaper vehicle, lower your insurance, lessen your subscriptions, eat out less, use less money on credit cards, stay home more, travel less, cook at home more. Those are some mini habits that you could start doing with you and your family in order to help increase your income. Number five is balance transfers. Now, please do your research on this before you agree to this. Balance transfers are a temporary solution. Some people use a new credit card to pay off the debt that offers zero interest for X amount of time. Okay, so you get to pay off debt without having added on charges from that credit card in a certain amount of time. Continually transferring your credit card balance is risky. A lot of people think this is like sweeping a mess into a new section. That's how some people break it down. Depends on the person, okay? This is the thing, and I tell people this all the time. Regardless of what holiday it is, regardless of you getting sick, regardless of someone in your family dying, regardless of you losing your job, life will not stop because your bills are there. Okay? Your habits have to change in order for your money to change. Your income has to change in order for your life to change. Okay? And your life mixed with better habits will produce better options for you. 40% to 60% of people.
Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in. Oh, okay. Maybe next time. Yep. Y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture. The podcast for all cultures, a podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency so we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
Have less than $10,000 in their savings right now. Okay? And there's a bigger percentage of people not making their money work for them, and it's just sitting somewhere else making other people money. Technically, if you're in your 30s, you should have at least 6 to 9 months of expenses that should be money that should be put aside for you. A lot of people don't even have $1,000. If you don't have that, then you should chill on the thought of vacation. You should chill on the thought of overspending. You should chill on the thought of your wants that you do not need. You should chill on the thought of quitting your job because you cannot afford to quit your job. You have no backup. You have no cushioning. So if anything I said in this episode is you, you need to make the change. You need to get extra income. You need to add on to your skills. You need to update that resume. You need to be applying to jobs weekly. Get your mind right, eat healthier, lessen your stress, and better your position. Okay? If you want to get out of debt, you got to make a plan. You got to get it done.
People say I've made it to this age and I'm still alive, or my so-and-so made it to this age and they're still alive. They're thinking that the ultimate win is still being alive. That's the cost of entry. That's the starting line. That's not the finish line. Yeah, waking up every day is the starting line. Oof. That's not the finish line. So your bar too low. Raise the stakes. Right? Like, I dare you be 80 and still be able to do and walk a half marathon. I dare you be 80 and start just not starting a business. I dare you be 80 and doing something for walking up these flight of steps and beating me to the top. Like, I dare you be able to get up and down and run around and swing from the handlebars with your grandbabies and great grandbabies. Like, I triple dog dare you to get on this mic and speak with the mental clarity that will impress the whole world. Set the bar higher. If just being alive is the impressive part, that lets me know your goal setting.